Welcome to The Nest. The Nest is our little mini cast for Best to the Nest, where we talk about the things we're bringing into the nest that bring us joy. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Hey, good morning, Marjorie. This is really fun to be with you because I've been in polar vortex land. I need to bring more joy into the nest because I can't physically get out of the nest because it's been so cold outside. You're not even allowed to leave.
So when you're in the middle of the polar vortex, do you think maybe it's time to leave Minnesota?
Yes, I always think that. I always think, why do I live here? I think it doesn't have to be this hard.
Well,
I think that every single winter, and I'm born and raised here.
I was telling some friends here, so I'm in Arizona, that as I'm watching all of my friends in Minnesota, the cool thing about the polar vortex is I can see everybody bonding.
Yeah.
And I oddly feel left out. Is that weird? It's such a weird reaction. Like, I saw some coffee shop in Minnesota was giving away free pastry with coffee or something like that. I'm like, oh, they're probably having so much fun. And then I remember, like, in a great blizzard, you know, I remember going to a place called The Nook in one of the blizzards.
I love The
Nook.
And
it was such a party.
Yeah.
Everybody was having the best time. So in the midst of the polar vortex, for the rest of the world, know that Minnesotans and Chicagoans know how to have fun when it's cold.
Yes, so. We are a hearty people, but we're getting to the broken point. So I think tomorrow it's supposed to be 35, 40 degrees and we're climbing out of it. So
just in time.
That's going to be huge for us. But I love your idea of talking about movies. Mm-hmm. I especially think this is important because, you know, award season is upon us.
Yes.
And we're kind of in like that cozy time and thinking of bringing joy to the nest. What are the movies that you've loved sharing with your family? What do you got?
So one of the family traditions we had in our house, which took us all the way through high school, this was a non-negotiable, was Friday movie night. So the kids knew that Friday was for movies with the family. Even when they were, you know, ready to go out with their friends on Friday night, they couldn't do it until 10:30.
Whoa.
So we were probably the only people that like told our kids they couldn't leave the house until 10:30. Not be home at 10:30. You can't leave until 10:30. But it was wonderful. So we would make a great cheese plate and snacks and watch movies. And one of the things that I felt very strongly about was I made my boys watch romantic comedies.
Yes.
So they have seen every romantic comedy you could imagine, because I'm like, damn it, I'm going to make them be good boyfriends.
To good relationships is obviously romantic comedies.
Oh, God. So just a couple of my favorites. Hope Floats.
Yeah, I love that one.
I know, Harry Connick Jr.
And there's a little Bernice in there, and I have a Bernie, a Bernadette. Yeah.
And that Bernice
and
is
she wears
so
glasses
cute.
Like mine. So cute.
So Sandra Bullock, Harry Connick Jr., it's fabulous. Another one of my faves, Notting Hill.
Yeah.
Hugh Grant, Julia Roberts. Gotta love that.
I'm just a girl standing in front of a boy asking him to love her.
Oh, I'm so impressed.
That was that movie, right? I didn't mess it up. Okay, good.
No, you did it perfectly.
Oh, great. Thank you.
That makes me love you just a little bit more. And then one of my favorites, it's another Hugh Grant. I'm only going to give you three because I don't want to overwhelm people. About a Boy.
Yes. I love About a Boy, too. Yeah, oh, yeah. Isn't Minnie Driver in that?
No.
Oh, no.
No, 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 no. About a Boy is Hugh Grant, and I'm forgetting the actress's
name. Oh, but I know exactly who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yes.
Perfect.
Okay.
It's a wonderful, 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 sweet movie. Okay, what do you got for movie night?
Well, okay, for us, we have really little ones, and so we've just been kind of getting into exploring movies. And my littlest one, he is just now starting to like sit down and we'll watch 20 minutes of a movie. You know, some people are like, oh, I want to prevent my child from having screen time until they're a certain age. And I'm like, when can you hang out with us and watch movies? Because I want to hang out on the couch and watch something.
It's the best.
My 18-month-old did, interestingly, just download and purchase Lady and the Tramp for himself the other day. I don't know how this happened, but he was
Wait, who did this?
Franklin. He was pushing buttons on the Fire TV remote and bought Lady and the Tramp.
I think he's a genius.
He's a genius.
Okay.
And so we watched that and just had so much fun with it. And I loved, like, looking back, and I loved, like, the old-timey animation,
right,
which I thought was really, really great.
When they've got the noodles. Oh, that's so cute.
I know, it's so cute. We are super into Trolls, and I know that people think like, oh, that's a new movie and whatever, but it is so cute, Marjorie. If you haven't seen it, it's just so fun.
What is it?
Trolls.
Oh.
It's the Justin Timberlake and Anna Kendrick voice
okay.
The Trolls.
Yep.
And the songs, it's where that Can't Stop the Feeling song came from.
Oscar nominated song.
Yes. And we just watch it over and over and over again. And my children are never sick of it. And they dance around and just have so much fun with it. So we're really loving those two in particular right now. And
what does your husband Jay like to watch?
Oh, he likes to watch. He likes anything. He likes action. He likes anything. He loves to watch comedy specials. So we watch a lot of Jim Gaffigan comedy at our house.
That's perfect.
Because we think Jim Gaffigan is so funny. And I remember when, especially when Bernie was born and it was January and we were like homebound with this little person. We were trying to figure out what we were doing and we would get kind of like snippy.
Trying to figure out what happened to your social life.
Like, why do you get to sleep and I don't get to sleep? Like, what's going on here? And Jay would just put on a Jim Gaffigan comedy special and we would just laugh. We would just sit and laugh.
There you go.
And that made a big difference. So anyway, bring some fun into your nest.
Fun into your nest on a Friday night, especially if you're stuck in the polar vortex. It's a perfect way, but make it special. Friday movie night. It can be great for your family. Well, Elizabeth, Reese, can't wait to talk to you.
I know. Next week, Marjorie Punnett. Catch you later.